153 million driver's licenses for sale, and the browser privacy war. An FBI investigation into a service selling 153 million driver's license records, reported by Brian Krebs and scoring 250 with 113 comments on Hacker News, represents a breach of staggering scale. The figure encompasses a substantial fraction of all licensed drivers in the United States. Driver's licenses carry date of birth, physical description, address history, and in many states, digital representations used for identity verification, making them among the most valuable documents available to identity thieves. The origin of the records had not been definitively identified as of the Krebs report, leaving open questions about whether the source was a state DMV breach, aggregation from multiple data brokers, or insider access at a verification services company, each carrying different legal and policy implications. FBI involvement signals the investigation is being taken seriously at the federal level. A significant thread in the HN comments moved beyond the immediate breach to critique the underlying architecture. The United States effectively outsourced national identity infrastructure to 50 separate state DMV systems with widely varying security postures, creating national-scale identity risk from any single compromise. Several commenters pointed to more standardized European models, though counterarguments noted that greater centralization also creates a larger blast radius when a breach does occur. For affected individuals, the practical options are limited, credit freezes, and heightened vigilance around identity verification requests, given that records already in criminal markets are likely to remain there. Mozilla's launch of a genuine ad blocker for Firefox on iOS arrived in the same news cycle, scoring 506 with 166 comments. Apple's App Store policies have historically required iOS browsers to use the WebKit rendering engine, effectively making Firefox on iOS a Safari wrapper. Mozilla implemented its blocker using Apple's Content Blocker API, which allows extensions to define blocking rules enforced without the extension seeing actual network traffic, more privacy-preserving than proxy-based blocking, though somewhat less flexible than uBlock Origin on desktop. The capability differentiates Firefox on iOS for privacy-conscious users in a way raw performance figures cannot, and that segment is growing as high-profile data stories keep surfacing. A show HN submission called Weed Out, a Safari extension that filters out YouTube videos labeled by YouTube's own AI as AI-generated content, rounded out the browser privacy discussion, scoring 154 with 67 comments. The community's reception was divided. Some found it a useful signal quality tool, others noted that YouTube's AI labeling is unreliable enough to introduce meaningful false positives. A third camp questioned whether human-generated content is the right proxy for quality in the first place.